This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office released 2 years worth of police reports from disputes between a family of black ranchers and their white neighbors. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has the latest.
Nicole and Courtney Mallory say they're victims of racist neighbors and police in El Paso County, but the sheriff's office denies those claims. The office said it took 24 reports from about 170 calls for service and complaints involving the Mallorys, Clarks, and others in the last 2 years. But the numerous restraining order violations, criminal mischief, and trespassing reports filed by both parties provides little clarity. The sheriff's office said it did find 2 cases that it needs to revisit, one of which names the Mallorys as victims. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
A state grant program is focusing on fixing up homes in southern Colorado. CPR's Dan Boy says it's about expanding construction training at some colleges.
The goal is to both revitalize rural housing options and train more construction workers for southern Colorado. Both Lamar Community College and Trinidad State Colleges are now expanding their initial programs. In Trinidad's case, a press release says that means adding the training to its Alamosa campus and sending students to work on blighted housing in the San Luis Valley. Pueblo Community College also just got more than $400,000 to start its own program. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Rockies manager Bud Black has a contract extension. He'll stay with the team at least through next year. This is CPR News.